Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. So we were talking about energy medicine, and I sort of digressed into our brain and into sleep and those things. But, you know, I'm telling you this much. You know, I am having a blast doing medicine, and I love the fact that I'm innovative and I keep up with the times because, you know, at the end of the day, physician, my license says, I'm an MD. I am a physician in practice. That means that I never know everything because no one knows everything because we are practicing. So we learn as we go along, and I'm learning with you as we go forward. So I think we're going to stop right now. And next week we'll have another radio show, and we'll talk about some other things about energy medicine, and we'll talk a little bit more about stem cells and all the things that I love because, you know, for the longest time I did stem cells from fat, and while fat has stem cells, your entire body has stem cells, right? Your hair has stem cells. Your skin has stem cells. Your bone has stem cells. Your muscle has stem cells. Your blood has stem cells. You have stem cells everywhere in your body. The purpose of stem cell is to fix problems. So if you have a problem with your skin, the stem cell is supposed to fix the problem in the skin. If you have a problem with your bone, the stem cells in the bone are supposed to fix things. Unfortunately, as you get older, your stem cells get older, and they don't work the way they used to. So they don't fix things the way they used to. So when you get to 50 and 60 and 70, your stem cells just doesn't do it as well. So when we get fat cells, stem cells from fat cells, and you're 60 years old, the stem cells is 60 years old. Doesn't work as well. So, you know, we now get stem cells from umbilical. Now, umbilical is from the placenta. So when a baby is born, there are companies that take the placenta and they extract the stem cells from it. That is the healthiest stem cells we have. They work very, very well. So when your 10-year-old grandchild or your 10-year-old child falls on their knees, immediately millions of stem cells show up at the knees. They assess the damage. And they say, you know, this is pretty bad. We're going to need some cartilage. We're going to need some tendons. We're going to need some bone. We're going to need some muscle. We're going to need some skin to fix the problem. And then some of the stem cell will change into bone. Some will change into tendon. Some will change in cartilage. Some will change into muscle and fix the problem. That's when you're 10. When you're 16 and fall on your knees, a few thousand stem cells show up. They're not as good as they used to, and there isn't enough of them to fix anything. So, yes, we can give you fat-derived stem cells, but we can also give you better stem cells from the placenta, which is rich in stem cells. They do a much better job. So, in general, I say if you are over 50, you probably need better stem cells than what you have. If you're younger, you're probably okay. What's nice about stem cells from placenta is that they can be given to anyone. So, therefore, there's not a problem with rejection where that is. So, that's a lot better. Well, it's a little bit more expensive to do stem cells from the placenta, but guess what? It works a lot better. Right? So that's stem cells. It fixes things by themselves. Growth hormone, on the other hand, tells the body to fix the problem. The problem with growth hormone, though, is as you get older, your growth hormone level drops. And even though it's in a normal range, doesn't mean it worked the same, because optimal works a lot better than not optimal. So when your stem cells is in a low normal range and you have a problem, let's say you need surgery, or you need you injure your shoulder, your knee, or your elbow, or your heart needs has a problem, or your kidney or your liver, the growth hormone that's not optimal says to your body, hey guys, why don't you fix it next month? When the growth hormone is optimal, it says fix the problem right now. Anybody goes about fixing the problem right away. That's why athletes want growth hormone, because they want to fix the problem now, so when they have an injury, they can be back on the field in a couple of days instead of a month later. But having said that, I want you to understand something in medicine. Too much is just as bad as too little. Whatever you do, you need to be monitored. You know, too much water can kill you. Too little water can kill you. So in medicine, too much is just as bad as too little. Normal doesn't mean you're normal. Normal could be someone else's normal. Because, you know, in this world of 7 billion people, there's no one that's you. You are unique in the sense that you are not like anyone else. Therefore, your normal is not like anyone else's. So therefore, if you go in a range and they say, oh, your thyroid is normal, you know, this normal range may not be your normal range. What I do know is this. If you said to me, Doc, I am tired, I'm run down, I have no energy, my skin is dry, my hair is falling out, I'm constipated, I'm cold all the time, and I look at food and I gain weight, there's a good chance it's your thyroid, even though it's in a normal range. What does that mean? It means that they took 1,000 people, ages 20 to 80, they got their thyroid levels, and they made a bell curve. Where 80% is, that's normal, and then there's a 10% that's very high, 10% very low. Now, if you were in school, that 80% would be a B and C grade. If you got an A grade in medicine, that's abnormal. All right? That's abnormal. That's high. And you get slapped for it because it's high. All right? A low would be a failing grade. All right? Now, I don't know about you, but I got all A's in college and stuff. So definitely, I want to be abnormal. I don't ever want to be normal, because normal people are not successful people. Successful people are all abnormal. Successful people all have ADD, ADHD. That's what successful people have. Because if you don't have that drive, you can never be successful. So yes, I want to be Abby. Abnormal, because you cannot be successful without being abnormal. I don't want to be normal, and I don't want my patients to be normal. I want my patients to be abnormal, because that's an A. All right? That's what I want, abnormal patients. That's what I want to make them, abnormal. Because, you know, I tell my patients, you're 60 years old. You don't need me to be 60. Anyone can make you 60. Heck, you don't even need to see a doctor to be 60, because you are 60. But if you want to be 29 again, I can help you with that. Yes, I can help you with that. Because despite everyone, you know, my book says, grow younger like me. Be 29 again. And everyone laughed at me. You can't grow younger. If you saw a picture of me in 2001 and you see a picture of me now, everyone that I run and says, hey, you look younger than you used to. Well, why do you think that is? You see, when you look at a woman, and she looks, and her face is beautiful, and then you catch a glimpse of her neck and her chest, and you say to me, oh my gosh, she's not as young as I thought she was. Well, what has she been doing? For years, she's been giving her face good raw materials. She just forgot to do her neck and her chest and her hands. So her neck, her chest, and her hands got old, and her face stayed young. And over time, her face was younger than her neck and her chest. And if you were to biopsy this tissue, you will see indeed that her face cells are younger than her neck and her chest and her hand. What has she been doing? She's been making her face younger. See, your skin is made of skin cells. They live 30 days. So just like a snake sheds its skin, you shed your skin. Right? So every 30 days, you've completely gotten rid of all your skin and you have a new set of skin. That doesn't mean that it happens at 30 days. It means that on day one, you have lost 1/30 of your skin. Day two, you have lost another 1/30, and each day. So it's a progressive thing. But here's the deal. Why does your skin stay the same? It's because a cell divides into another cell, all right? And the second cell is identical to the cell that it divided from. Now, what if you gave this cell great raw material just before it divided? Then it will give this cell better raw material. So it's like if you tore a building down and you rebuilt it with better raw materials, the new building is stronger and better. So if you gave this cell better raw materials, the new cell is better. And over time, you'll gradually improve your skin. But you know, it's not just your skin. Your body is made of cells. You know, your blood, your red cells live 1 week. So every week, you get a new set of red blood cells every week. So you can make them better every week. The white cells in your blood, they live about 5 to 6 months. The muscles in your heart, they live 9 months, and they die. They're replaced by new cells. Your bone is made of bone cells, guys. Your bone is made of bone cells. They live about 1 year. So, every year, your bone is replaced by a new bone. So, can you improve your bone? Yes, you can. You see, your body is really crazy. See, there are cells in your body that put potholes in your bone. And there are cells that go in and repair the potholes in your bone. Now, when you're low in minerals, your cells that put potholes in the bone goes in there and takes chunks of your bones out and uses the minerals in other parts of your body. That's why a lot of people, as they get older, they become osteoporotic. The bone is thinner because they have a lot of little tiny little potholes. So when you don't eat the raw materials you need, your body steals it from the bone. Okay? Now, let's say that today, 1 million bone cells died today. 1 million. All right? And you are lower in calcium and phosphorus and magnesium, and you're lower in minerals. And your vitamin D was low. Could you adequately replace the 1 million bone cells that died that day? Maybe not. Maybe you could only replace 800,000 of it. Now your bone is weaker. Now, if you had the best minerals and vitamins, you might be able to get a stronger new bone. That's what we're talking about. Raw materials, improving your bones. But it's every single cell in your body dies and is replaced. But the only cell in your body that doesn't die in your lifetime is your brain cells. They live about 120 years. But your brain cells, they do something even better. See, this is a neuron. Your hand is a neuron. These are your fingers. Right? So a neuron, a brain cell, that has 5 fingers can communicate with 5 different brain cells like that. A brain cell with 100 fingers can communicate with 100 brain cells like that. A brain cell with 1,000 fingers can communicate with 1,000 cells at one time. Which would you rather have? A neuron with 1,000 fingers or a neuron with 5 fingers? See, the more fingers you are, the sharper your brain, the more you communicate. The way, you know, you send a signal, boom, went complete through your body. Your reflexes are like that. You just, your mind is like, and you just, so the more you know, the more fingers you have, the sharper your brain is. So your body works. So yes, you can make your body younger. You can grow younger like me. You can. It's not just your cells. You can make any part of your body, just like you can make your muscles stronger and better. You can make your heart better and young and healthier. You can make your skin. You can make your muscles. You can make your cells. You can make your kidneys. You can make your liver. You can do all of that stuff. And with stem cells, you can jumpstart all that stuff by giving yourself incredible amount of reparative process. Right? So that's what we're talking about. All right? Now, so that's your cells, and we talk about stem cells, and we talk about growth hormone. All right? But let's just touch a little bit on PRP. See, we talked about stem cells. Everything that stem cell does, PRP does, but to a lesser extent, and it's less expensive. What PRP does is platelet-rich plasma. It improves your stem cells, make your stem cells work better, slight increase the number of stem cells. So wherever we put it, it will help you function better. So when we put PRP to the face, we call that a vampire facelift. It makes your face younger and healthier. If we put PRP to your scalp, it will help regrow your hair. If we put PRP to your breast, it will help get rid of some of the crepiness in your breast. If we put it to your nipples, it will make your nipples more sensitive. If we do it to the genital area in a woman, we call it an O shot. It will make you lubricate better, decrease pain. It will help with urine incontinence and help your orgasm become better. And for men, we do it for PrEP shot. It makes your penis function better. But everywhere that I just mentioned, you could put stem cells. It just works better. Just it costs a little bit more. But it works better. That's about it. So we use PRP and we use stem cells for all these things. They work. Now, we can do stem cells in your joints, in your muscle, for aesthetics conditions, and for sexual health. We're not allowed to put it in the vein. Unfortunate, because stem cells in the vein is what helps with dementia, is what helps with heart disease, kidney problems, diabetes, high blood pressure, all the great stuff, you know. And why do you think we can't do that? Because it will make people too healthy, and therefore the drug companies are going to lose on money, and the American Health Organization, which is the mafia, they want to make sure that they still continue to get their piece of the pie. And that's the problem, is they want their part of the pie. And so until we can get a synthetic stem cell, or we can make PRP synthetic, that means that we can go in the lab and fiddle with it and make it into something that never existed in nature, so the drug company can call it a new product and get a 20-year patent on it. Until that happens, these will never be mainstream because the drug companies and the cartel will not allow it to happen, unfortunately. But that doesn't mean that we can't help patients do better. All right? So I mentioned briefly about my book. I am going to be working on a new book. And I want to, because my book, which I love, doesn't have enough stuff on energy medicine, and it doesn't have enough stuff on PRP and stem cells. It doesn't have enough on sleep. I want to talk about sleep because I want to make sleep the new frontier. I want to figure out a way that I can optimize my sleep so I can, instead of wasting time sleeping, I can optimize my sleep. You know, because when someone sleeps, you know, there's like four stages of sleep. Stage one is when you close your eyes, all right? And that lasts about 10 to 15 minutes, all right? Your eyes just close. Stage two is light sleep. And we are in that phase about 50% of the time. Your heart rate slows, your body temperature drops, your body's getting ready for deep sleep, all right? Stage three, which is deep sleep, that's where you want to be. Because in deep sleep is when the body releases growth hormone. That's when you repair your tissues, you regrow your tissues, you build bone, you build muscle, you strengthen your immune system, you clean up your body. That's where you want to be. But unfortunately, we only spend about 20% of our sleep in that segment. I want to increase the time in that segment so that we can do a lot of stuff. So if you have a lot of fat, I want to be able to just get rid of my fat while I'm sleeping. I don't like exercising. Unfortunately, I don't. I want to be able to build muscle while I'm sleeping. I want to improve my immune system while I'm sleeping so I can kill my, if you have cancer, you want to be able to kill yourself. So if you can do those things in stage three, deep sleep, there's a lot of things you can do to your body. And, you know, I'm sure that there are programs that you can do that will get to that. And I'll get to the source of it. So we want to optimize that. And then there is REM sleep, which is rapid eye motion sleep. And that is where you spend the rest of your time in. All right. So the most productive is deep sleep. That's where you want to be. And that's where I want to figure out how to optimize my sleep so I spend more time in deep sleep. All right. So I want to add a big section on sleep to my book. And then I want to also do a little bit on some newer techniques that I've been learning about that I want to add to the book. I want to go a little bit more into sexual health that I didn't before and a little bit more into aesthetics. And so those are the things that I'm going to be looking forward to add to the book when we get it. But, you know, a book is a little bit expensive. You know, it costs money to write a book, and a lot of information needs to be going in there. So I figured hopefully I'll be able to get it done before the end of the year, but we'll see how that works out. So the last thing I do want to touch base on is about your chromosomes. And I know we don't pay much time on chromosomes, but I want to explain to you what chromosomes are. You see, when you were born, you were given 23 chromosomes from your mom and 23 from your dad. All right? The chromosomes from each of your parents included everything that your mom experienced, your dad experienced, everything they saw, everything they did. They also put all your ancestors' information in your chromosomes. So the moment you were born, you knew everything about your mom and dad and about your ancestors. It was in your hard drive that was given to you. All right? Now, if you have brothers and sisters, I hate to burst your bubble, but your younger brother and sister has more hard drive than you do. See, if you are 5 years older than your youngest brother or sister, that youngest one had 5 years more worth of hard drive than you did. They have more memory, more data. Included in those 5 years that you don't have is information on all the things that you did to your mom and dad to get over. And everything that mom and dad did when they caught you. And so your younger brother and sister has all that data in front of them. Plus they get to observe you 5 years ahead of them. So they learn everything faster than you. So they have more hard drive than you do. So therefore, they are smarter than you are. Right? Unfortunately, having the knowledge does not always mean that it's applied properly. You see, that's the problem. It's, you know, you'll say to your child, you know, I know you can do better. Well, the child's not interested in that, so they don't pay any attention to it. They want to do something else. But you as a parent, you know that they are very smart and that if they did X, Y, and Z, they'll be so well. And then to appease you, they say, all right, I'll do it. And they do it, and they do it, and they do a great job. And you say, boy, that was so easy for you. Well, they have the ability because they got it from you. They just don't want to do it. So they're not focused on it. So yes, your chromosomes means that you have data that came from your parents and your ancestors. That means that, let's say that your ancestors survived a bubonic plague in sometime in the BC years. All right? And the bubonic plague was to come to where you are today. What would happen is that your brain would reach into your chromosome, try to pull up the data on how your ancestors survived the bubonic plague, And when they found it, they would say, here's the information. This is how we need to fight the bubonic plague. And you'd probably survive. Now, the problem comes in is when your chromosomes fray. You know, and we use something called TS65 that lengthens the telomere. Your telomere is ends of your chromosome. I call it the hard plastic at the end of your chromosome. You see, when your cells divide, that hard plastic gets shorter and shorter and shorter. Eventually, the hard plastic is gone. And when it's done, just like your shoelace starts unraveling, your hard drive starts unraveling. Well, if your hard drive starts unraveling and you try to look up information on a hard drive, you can't access your hard drive. And if you can't, you have lost all the information from your ancestors that was telling you what to do if a problem arrives. And once that happens, you start dying quicker, you get sick, you start can't fix problems, and your life expectancy is suddenly shortened. So your chromosome, your hard drive, those are things that are very, very important. And I know not many people look into those things, but you know, with our AO scanner, with our energy medicine, we can actually optimize your chromosomes, help them do better so that they function better. Because at the end of the day, your data from your ancestors is what makes you what you are. And you need to be able to access that information. Well, I think I am going to finally end here and just tell you all, thank you all very much for listening to my radio show. And I just want you to know that if you like what you hear, just please like it and share it with your friends and family. And we'll try to do this again next week. And we'll try to do it on a regular basis. Just remember, like it if you like and share it if you like. Thank you all very much.